Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice in sex trafficking young girls is facing charges related to their dealings, while a judge has decided that the case is too sensational and impure for the public to see. And four high school students have been killed and a number of others injured as a 15-year-old went on a calculated rampage at Oxford High School in Michigan. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we're going to be discussing a number of very, very dark, sad, and really disturbing topics today. So I will say at the outset, please, viewer discretion is advised on this one because these are very serious, serious things and they should be exposed. And I believe as Ephesians 5:11, which this entire show is named after, not only do we not have any fellowship, nothing in common with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather we would expose them. And when we bring these things to light, we want to make sure we bring them to light with the light of the gospel and not simply just bring you, hey, these are some terrible things happening and know how terrible our government is or know how terrible the elite are or know how terrible these wicked people are or this young man, this young 15-year-old who just killed four young students. But nonetheless, when we talk about these things, we need to do so in light of eternity. One of the things that we have as believers in Christ, as those who love Jesus, is the fact that we have on the helmet of salvation, recognizing the Lord's return one day for us, recognizing that when all of these things take place, no matter how wicked they get, no matter how horrible it gets around us, that we always look and have that hope inside of us that is different from the outside world. That when we see these things taking place, when we see the wickedness coming, when we see government overreach, when we see all of these things happening in our society around us, that all we do all the more is look up because our redemption draws nigh. And that is important. And I have to set that standard before we get into talking about these things because these are deep, they are dark, they are sad, and they are disturbing. And when we talk about people that with a lot of money, with the elites and so forth, the reality is that none of this, I guess we could say, none of this that people nowadays popularized in the culture, none of this has been hidden. The stuff we're going to be talking about today necessarily hasn't been hidden. A lot of this is right before our eyes. Even secular news sources, even, I guess you would say, I shouldn't say none of this, and I'll get to that, why I say I shouldn't say none of this, because even secular news sources are being forced, and yes, you heard me, forced to cover these topics, and I'm sure there's only so much they will give out on them. And when it comes to this, specifically, the first topic we're going to be talking about today, when it comes to none other than Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, when we see what's going on now in the court case that is happening right now, guys, it is dark. I mean, we know a reporter on ABC was caught on a hot mic and it was released that she had all the goods on Jeffrey Epstein and they didn't let her come out with it. She worked so hard on this reporting and they didn't let her come out with it. We have hot mic proof that that actually was going on, that the media was suppressing things. I know that should not surprise anybody here that the media was suppressing the truth, but that's the reality. She was told to suppress the very things that she had him dead to rights in his weird, nasty, disgusting, pedophilic ways. So let's look at a few things. For you who have not seen anything on Jeffrey Epstein, and this is the first time you're hearing about him, know that before anyone was doing documentaries, before the media was really covering it, Good Fight Ministries put out a video on Jeffrey Epstein, which we'll have a link in the description here. And you guys should look at that, because everything that was said, this is before he committed suicide in jail. Before any of that, we already had covered this topic at length, knowing how wicked this guy is. But I wanted to show and just read. I'm going to read from a list of different people. It's not a long list. There's a much longer list that we can go through. But these are people connected to Jeffrey Epstein who either admitted to being friends with him, who went to Epstein Island or his apartment or something, but or been pictured with him. All of these people, and these are some of the elite, Bill Gates, Prince Andrew, both of the Clintons, Stephen Hawking, and yes, even Donald Trump. And on the recent case, one of the things that has come out is that the girl testified that Donald Trump did meet with her, but that there was nothing sexual that happened. And I would say that in terms of the quotations that we have from Trump back from 2002, what she said seems to be true of what he saw of Jeffrey Epstein, which we did cover in the documentary, the fact that he called him a terrific guy. And then he's known Jeffrey Epstein back in 2002 for 15 years. And he even mentioned that Jeffrey Epstein likes hanging out with women, specifically very young women. So yes, Trump knew this guy, hung out with this guy, talked about him, that he's known him for 15 years and that he did like young women. And the fact is no matter how much of a fan you are of Donald Trump, if you knew of a person that was coercing or you had any idea or a thought that some man, some 50-year-old man was hanging around underage women, I hope you wouldn't call him a terrific guy. Let's at least leave it at that for those who are Trump fans. Now, I'll say that there's been attorneys that have come out and say Trump was the only one when they called that gave him true information about Epstein and the stuff that he was into and was actually open with him while others shut the door and said, I don't want to talk. So there is that. But the reality is even if you are a diehard Trump fan, this is not good. Saying that someone's a terrific guy, when in the same breath you say that that same person liked hanging out with young girls, that's a problem. That's a miscue that we should be able to point out and say objectively that that is wrong. And by the way, when it comes to specifically what's going on right now, people don't realize that Ghislaine Maxwell, his accomplice, the woman he used to lure young girls, there was even a 4-part series. Guys, this is why I'm saying even secular media is now being forced to cover it when they were suppressing it for so long, that there is a 4-part series on Netflix that came out called Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, where they go through different people. They talk to the young girls that were involved in Epstein Island, they were involved at his apartment and so forth. And they show the celebrities and all the people, not all, I'm sure they suppress a lot of it, but they show a ton of things that already we know this is wrong. And one of the things that they would do, and they would use Ghislaine Maxwell, who was kind of his girlfriend, and she would get these girls to be a part of these massages. And now in the court case that's going on right now, and I'm going to read why we can only know so much about the court case, because as I said earlier, there are some things that they are keeping suppressed so the public doesn't find out about it. But nonetheless, what she would do over and over again was get these girls to commit acts with guys like Jeffrey Epstein and other older men. And she would usually go after young girls that were in impoverished areas and then bring them to the richest of richest places in Florida. And then say, just all you got to do is this, a massage. And the ones that kind of, it looks like she put them through different tests about how far they would go sexually with guys like Jeffrey Epstein and other older men. And then the ones that would go further would continue on and continue getting money and getting kickbacks for performing these sexual acts. And the other ones she would use to recruit other young girls, and then they would get money. This is what was going on. And these are the charges that are being brought. Now, I want to read from this because this is important. All right. Maxwell right now, Ghislaine Maxwell, his accomplice, is charged by New York federal prosecutors with conspiracy and enticing minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts and the transportation of minors to engage in criminal sexual activity for allegedly grooming and recruiting underage girls from 1994 through 1997. She's also charged with sex trafficking of a minor from 2001 to 2004, as well as one count of sex trafficking conspiracy. Now, in terms of the things being kept under the rug, this is from the New York Post regarding the judge, Obama appointed a judge there on this case. The federal judge on Thursday agreed with Ghislaine Maxwell's request to keep certain details in the criminal case against her secret, finding that information would be, quote, too sensational and impure to reveal to the public. U.S. District Judge Allison J. Nathan issued a ruling on redactions that Maxwell had asked for regarding transcripts the government filed under seal last month. Quote, these portions of the transcript, which were redacted in the civil matter, concern privacy interests, and their disclosure would merely serve to cater to a craving for that which is sensational and impure. I'm going to let you know right now, I don't care if somebody says I'm the biggest conservative Christian, Republican, so forth, and they were involved with Jeffrey Epstein when they were involved in Epstein Island, they need to be prosecuted, they need to be put in prison because they are pedophiles. And when it comes to the same, say, red or blue, I don't care. Red or blue, you both are in sick, grievous sexual sin, and you both need to be judged and prosecuted for the wicked things you committed alongside this man. And those who were accomplices to it need to get the full letter of the law thrown at them, the entire book right on their head. And that's exactly what needs to happen. And when you read things like this, the craving for that which is sensational and impure, or impure concerning the public seeing these things and talking about them, guys, we need this stuff out in the open. And guess what? I'm fine with the fact and the reality that these things are actually not going to be put out in the open, that we cannot put our faith in any man, in any judicial system here on this earth, that we are not ever going to look at this and say, yeah, these people are going to do what's right in this system. There are plenty of people, the wicked, who get away with crimes, and there are plenty of innocent people that are behind prison bars right now as we speak, because it's an imperfect system with imperfect people. And a lot of these people, I think, are downright wicked. And when we look at these cases, when we see this case going on and them concealing these matters so people won't see what is really going on with Ghislaine Maxwell, and press are not allowed in there, and now we're only getting little bits and pieces and so forth of this trial, there's a big reason for it. There's a very, very big reason for it. But I take trust in what the Lord says in Luke chapter 8, verse 17, in the fact that everything that is concealed, everything that is trying to be hidden, will be brought to light. I don't look right now on this day, and it's, don't get me wrong, it's heartbreaking because we should seek justice, right? We should walk humbly with our God. We should love mercy, but we should seek justice. We should pursue it. And the reality is when I see these cases, when I see the suppression, when I see these young girls that were exploited for many years and were warped in their views of sexuality at such a young age, and I see that going on, yes, it absolutely breaks my heart. As a youth pastor for as many years I've been a youth pastor, as somebody who's has two daughters, as somebody who has a pulse, I look out and I see what happens to these young girls, and it absolutely breaks my heart. And it's disgusting. And the fact that it's been allowed in this country shows you how wicked this country truly is. And the fact that, I mean, Roe v. Wade right now, if you guys don't know, Roe v. Wade, which made it legal to brutally murder babies inside of a womb, that's been up in front of the Supreme Court. And chief justices like Sotomayor are arguing that pain doesn't actually show that a person is a person just because they feel pain, or that if they're jumping away from needles, as we've shown over and over again, as we've been shown over and over again with these babies, that it doesn't actually prove that that's a person inside of that woman. Just such disgusting things being said. And we wonder, you know, when it comes to this nation that so many people say is a Christian nation, I don't know how you could be a Christian nation with the blood of over 60 million babies just poured over our red, white, and blue. It's really heartbreaking what's taking place in this country. But I don't put my faith in that. In fact, the Bible says it's a judgment to us. It's a judgment to us, according to Jeremiah chapter 17, if we put our trust in man. We need to recognize that we are mere sojourners here. We need to recognize that all these things will ultimately be uncovered, and pray for the repentance of those who are still alive and have not committed to sin unto death. Pray for those who still have a chance to repent and put their trust in Jesus Christ. Pray that there is still good juice left in those grapes before they are squashed, because that is what is going to happen. We have a good God and he is merciful. So many people look at, for those who are involved in apologetics, we talk about the Canaanites and the fact that God told the Israelites to slaughter the Canaanites and drive them out of the land. And people wonder, why would God do that? Maybe because for 400 years, they were wicked and disgusting and killed their own children. And God said, I've had enough. So often when it comes to the atheist accusations over and over again of why doesn't God judge the rapist? Why doesn't God judge this person? But then when we look back and see the time where God said, that's enough. My wrath is filled. It's time to enact redemption and justice. Then they say, why would God do that? And they speak out of both sides of their mouth, because ultimately they're trying to judge a God that is perfect. And every time he's made a judgment, it is righteous and true every single time. That's why we ask that question. Will the God of the earth, will the judge of the earth, will the Lord of all the earth not do what is right? He will always do what is right because he is good and he is love and he is merciful. So it breaks my heart, but I hope if you guys don't get bothered when you hear these stories and you read the testimony of young girls that say when they were 14 years old, they were being flown all over the place to sleep with older men all over the place, being used and abused. If that doesn't rile you up, I have to wonder if you have a pulse. If that doesn't hurt your heart, I have to wonder that. But at the very least of all of these things, everything that we are going through, we should look up and remember that this is not our home. This is not the place that I put my stock in. All of my eggs are in the basket of the new heavens and the new earth that have been promised me. Remember what Jesus told his disciples, that he must go to prepare a place for them. If it wasn't so, he wouldn't have told them that. So we need to have that in mind whenever we're looking at these things. I don't want to be somebody who comes, and we do this show for the purpose of having news to express to you that's going on in the outside world, so that when somebody comes to you and said, have you heard about the Ghislaine Maxwell case? Have you heard about Jeffrey Epstein? Have you heard about his connection with the Clintons? Have you heard about Stephen Hawking? Have you heard about his connection with Trump? You would have biblical answers. The same ones that I wanted when I was working in the secular field, when I was working at Lowe's, and I would be brought up with these questions, whatever they may be. I wanted to have answers, and I'd love to have something to click onto, and I hope we can play that for you. I hope that we can play that part in giving you answers that are biblical and not just simply whining and complaining about how evil things are. Because I know when I see these wicked things, I recognize the depravity of man, the reality of spiritual warfare, and the redemption that I know will one day happen in the person of Jesus Christ. When it comes to what's going on with Jeffrey Epstein and everything that happened to these young girls in terms of them being corrupted and being used and abused, a sad story that just took place in Michigan, just outside of Detroit at Oxford High School. Ethan Crumbly, a 15-year-old man, went into his school and opened fire. And it seems like he didn't have people that he was targeting. But I want to read the names of the victim, because so often we obviously do need to talk about the sin of this 15-year-old man. And yes, that's a 15-year-old young man. And I know he is young, but the fact is what he did was a heinous evil. And he gave in to the temptations of Satan and allowed for those temptations to lead him into go on a murderous rampage at his high school. But I want to read the names of the four victims, because the last one, Justin Schilling, who we'll talk about, he actually passed away after the shooting in the hospital. But the four victims, I want to give their names, because we should remember them as well and not just the murderer, Mr. Crumbly. 14-year-old Hannah St. Juliana, 16-year-old Tate Meyer, 17-year-old Madison Baldwin, and 17-year-old Justin Schilling have died so far, and a number of others are injured there in Oxford from the high school there, from the shooting that took place. And when we look at this case, you know, right now, it's just happened. So we're talking about this right now, and so there are going to be details that follow out, and they always conceal these things for a long time. I remember when the Pulse nightclub shooter went out and killed, we didn't get the tape for months and months and months where he said, I did it for Allah. And that's all he was saying over and over again on the tape. But they had other reasons to conceal that. But the fact is there are a lot of different news organizations that are pointing out to some of the social media habits of Mr. Ethan Crumbly and some of the things that are going out. In fact, Yahoo News said, quote, hours before the shooting, Mr. Crumbly penned what's been perceived as a countdown on social media, according to Fox 2 Detroit. Quote, now I become death, destroyer of worlds. See you tomorrow, Oxford. A post on his since deleted Instagram account on Monday allegedly read. Now, if you guys didn't know, some of this stuff is very, very interesting. There were students who did not go to school that day who told their parents that something was going to happen that next day, that it seemed like they had an idea of what was going to happen. And there are other students that talked about Mr. Crumbly and the fact that he used to come into school always depressed. Now, I did watch some of his older vlog videos from when he was a young kid back in, I believe, 2016, some of the videos he would make when he was about 9 years old with different ships and so forth. And then to find out some of the dark things he had posted, his father had bought him the firearm apparently on Black Friday and they had practiced shooting with it. He posted about it. His mom apparently reportedly posted about the gun as well that he would eventually use to slaughter these kids. And there is a post that's been going out there. Some say it's fake, some say it's real. So we'll wait. We'll wait to get all the details completely, but there was a post going around and if he posted it or if somebody else did, they're sick in the head as well and need some help. But it was of Robert Johnson. If you remember Robert Johnson, he was the one who famously went on Highway 61 and 49 in Clarksdale, Mississippi and sold his soul to the devil. And the countdown that this could be the one that's being referred to here by Fox 2 Detroit. The countdown there talked about that the devil was going to make his appearance that day. And I believe the devil certainly did, whether or not that post is from him or somebody who thinks it's funny to make such wicked posts. But the reality is that there were a lot of markers going into this to say there's something going on. In fact, Ethan Crumbly, the day before this shooting, and then the next day was brought into the office for disciplinary reasons. In fact, it must have been so bad that his parents were called in to come in at 10 a.m. the very day that he would shoot number of students. And interestingly enough, it was less than 3 hours from the time that they started that meeting to when Ethan Crumbly went back in and shot those students. Guys, this is absolutely heartbreaking. See that there were markers, and it seems like not enough was done to stop it. And now at least 4 lives have been lost and a number that will never be the same. A number of young students there that saw all these things taking place, that witnessed what was going on and will never be the same. And my hope and my prayer is this would ultimately draw them to Jesus Christ. That's one thing that I just recently had a brother in Christ text me. He said, hey, my brother got in a car accident. And the first thing I thought is, and it was with a semi truck actually, but he made it out alive, praise the Lord. And the first thing I thought was make sure he has the fear of the Lord in him. Make sure he recognizes and knows 100%, I know where I'm going if I died today. And I hope that would be true of you. And I bring this out because it's interesting. There's a situation, and I want to read this from Luke chapter 13, because in Luke chapter 13, we're going to deal with a political issue, and then we're going to deal with a contemporary issue of people dying, a number of people dying because of an accident, actually. And I want you to see how Jesus answered, and I hope that this would be an encouragement to you, because if this topic comes up, whether it's Jeffrey Epstein, whether it's Ethan Crumbly, I think that Jesus gives us the blueprint in Luke chapter 13 on what we should do when somebody brings this to us. In Luke chapter 13, it says, now on the same occasion, there were some present who reported to him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. And Jesus said to them, do you suppose that these Galileans were greater sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this fate? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will likewise perish. So ultimately, are you the same as Jeffrey Epstein? Are you as bad as Jeffrey Epstein? Ultimately, if you don't repent, you're going to perish. Or do you suppose that those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them were worse culprits than all these men who live in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. So I don't know the fates of Hannah, Tate, Madison, and Justin, and ultimately what will take place with them. The Bible says that love hopes all things. But I do know that unless you repent, have a change of heart and a change of mind that leads to a change of action, think differently, and have a new heart made by Jesus Christ himself, unless that takes place in your life, you could sit and moan and complain about how terrible Jeffrey Epstein is, how horrible Ethan Crumley is, how terrible his dad was for letting him have his gun when he obviously has depression and mental issues or whatever's going on there. And you could bemoan and whine and complain about it and talk about how evil it is. But unless you yourself repent, you will all likewise perish. The fact is that each and every one of us, all like sheep, have gone astray. Each has gone to his own way. And Jesus didn't just say the murderers will not inherit the kingdom of God. He said those who hate their brother are already murderers, and they too must repent. In fact, in 1 John 3:15, it says, speaking of hating your brother, it says specifically that no murderer has eternal life abiding in them. So do you have eternal life abiding in you? If you don't, I tell you right now, today is the day to repent. Turn to Jesus right now. He paid for the sins. He paid for the crimes you committed. Every one of those words and deeds, every one of those thoughts and actions that you've done that have been against the will and nature of the one true God, every one of them, if you turn to Jesus, are bought and paid for by him. Or ultimately, you will be paying for them for all eternity. Not because God is a meanie, but the fact is, it's because God is righteous, just, and true, and he always does what is right. So either you're going to pay for your sins for all eternity, or when God looks at you, he won't see you and all the wicked things you have done, but he will see his son Jesus, and he will see tetelestai, paid in full. Your fine has been paid. Enter in to the joy of the Lord. This has been Chad Davidson, and this is the 5:11 News.
The 5:11 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 5:11 News.